CC Sabathia and the Yankees are trying to pad their wild card standings lead over the Twins. We'll pick things up in the third inning with the game tied at one and CC dealing to Max Kepler.
That one is drilled to right field and it is gone. Kepler goes yard, 2-1 Twins. And that will bring up the aforementioned Buxton.
Hit hard on the ground, backhand stop, Frazier to his feet, goes to first, great play. He stole a double from Buxton.
Yankees have two on and one out for Gardner and Judge.
3-2. Grounded past the diving Mauer into right field. Here comes Ellsbury. Here's the throw. Not nearly in time. It's an RBI single for Gardner. And the game is tied at two.
Hit on the ground at first. And it's booted by Mauer. How do you like that? Everyone is safe. Headley scores from third.
So here's Castro with a walk and a single. There's a ground ball right side past the diving Dozier into right field. And the Yankees lead 5-2.
And that would be your final from the Bronx. Brett Gardner and Starlin Castro each collect three hits in the victory. CC Sabathia allows two runs over six. He improves to 12-5 on the season. And the Yankees now lead the Twins by six games for the top American League wildcard slot. The Yankees have now won six of their last seven games. They improved to 84-67 on the year. Here's their manager, Joe Girardi.
Well, he got a big double play ball. I mean, I think that was the big out. So, you know, he gave up a broken bat hit, I think, to lead it off. And then, perfect bunt by Joe Mauer. And then, you know, I think Todd probably could have made that play if he barehanded it. But, he used his glove. So, and then CC got a big double play and kept it to a minimum of one.
Do you look back to that inning and say if he doesn't get that double play, you could be dealing with a much different situation?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. You know, if he gets a base hit there, it can be a huge inning. So just an outstanding job by CC.
Brett Gardner continues to make things happen on offense. Three hits, stolen base, advancing on two wild pitches. How much do you feel like he really sets the tone?
Well, I mean, he does. I mean, he gives you long at-bats every night. And I thought our hitters did a really good job tonight. I mean, they really made, Berrios work really, really hard tonight. 80-something pitches in the fourth inning and maybe even more than that. So, it seemed like we had a lot of opportunities, but they made him work, and we got enough runs to win the game.
Middle, Joe.
How did you see some extra rest paying off for CC throughout the game?
I thought his stuff was good tonight. Again, our concern is the turf in Toronto. Since that was last time he was there, he was pretty down, thinking that it could be it. So, but I think the extra rest helps him. I thought his fastball was good tonight, and it had some life to it. And his cutter was good. And his cutter's a big pitch for him. I think that's what he got the double play ball on in the first. So it definitely helped him.
And how would you put in perspective third all-time in strikeouts for lefty pitchers in history?
It's amazing what he's accomplished in his career. And he's been that guy that you could always count on in big situations, and he's been that here too.
Who else?
Joe, you kept him in there in the sixth, and you got the result you wanted. What'd you think when that ball that ended the inning went off the bat?
Well, I thought it was an out. Sometimes you can't tell with the way the wind swirls here a little bit, but I thought it was an out. I thought he made a good pitch, and, that's a big out too. I think I had Greeny up at the time and was able to start Greeny in an inning in the seventh, which was great, and Robbie and the other guys came in and did their job, but I thought it was an out off the bat.
Eric, or Anthony.
Joe, has it been frustrating at all to look up at the scoreboard, even as you guys are on this stretch of, I think it's 13 out of 17, and you just haven't made up that much run?
Yeah, well, yes and no. I mean, I'm happy about the way we're playing. That's been my focus the whole time here. Let's pay attention to what we do, and I like the way we're playing, and I think that's important, and we need to continue to play that way, and let's see what happens.
Anthony.
Just follow my own. Was staying with Sabathia there because of the pitch count, the way he was
throwing? I just like the way he was still throwing the ball.
Meredith, do you have a question?
Joe Castro with three hits as well. Is he starting to look more comfortable?
I mean, I actually think I saw it on Sunday. Is when he flew out to pretty deep right center, I thought he kind of got back on track. And when he's going well, he's using the whole field. And when he's not, a lot of times he's pulling off the ball. And I thought that kind of – and that fifth run he drove in was a big run. We had first and third, nobody out. DD lines out, and then we have a strikeout. And for him to get a base hit, I thought that was a big hit.
Back right.
Joe, you talked about the quality of the at-bats. How much of that are the situational at-bats? You saw Gardner with the two-out hit. Bird with two outs puts it in play. How pleasing is that?
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, the situational hitting is extremely important, but grinding out at-bats and making starters work hard is really important because that's how you get them in trouble. And eventually, you're going to break through usually.
Brett Gardner's big night at the plate helps the Yankees close in on a playoff berth. Gardner now has 60 RBIs on the year.
Well, I mean, we've been scoring a few runs, and our starting pitching has been really good. Again tonight, CeCe Sabathia threw the ball really, really well. I think he had bases loaded, no outs in the first inning, got out of it only allowing one run, and allowed us to come back in and get to work and give him a lead to work with, and I thought he threw the ball great.
Starting pitching has been good. Also, Aroldis Chapman appears to be back on track. If he continues to throw the ball the way he is right now, what could he mean to this team down the stretch?
Well, we've had a strong bullpen. We feel good about our bullpen all year, and I know that they've had some times when they're inconsistent, as has the offense and the starting pitching. That's just the way the season goes, but he's looked really, really good recently, and it's good to have him back to looking like his old self.
Solid offensive night for you as well. Three hits, two RBIs, a stolen base as well. Did you feel like you were seeing the ball particularly well tonight?
Yeah, I've been seeing the ball well for a little while now, and it's just good to go up there and put together good at-bats and try and get on base for those guys in the middle of the order.
The Yankees will look to sweep away the Twins on Wednesday afternoon in the Bronx. Luis Severino will make the start.